Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Northland, 635 southbound before 9 Highway. The accident has you slow back to 29. 29 southbound affected from 64th Street. Northbound 29, very heavy coming up from North Oak Trafficway. Southbound 29, you hit slowdowns before the merge with I-35. Stays heavy down towards 16th Avenue with an earlier problem at the Paseo that has finally cleared. Alan Karn, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
Into the 7 o'clock hour, teams smash or pass. Brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Knoll and 135th and Metcalf. Shawnee Mission Ford as well, on a mission to do more, online at Shawnee Mission Ford. Before we get into the National Food Day today, because it's a big one
it's a big
everybody
one. Yep.
Relates to, including that head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Before we get into that, you found a American section at an Irish supermarket, and it's how many shelves?
It's two shelves, you know, of American
guess
food.
What's on there?
Well, you try to guess. Let me see if Hamburger Helper is on the shelf, please.
By the way, Italian shells, Hamburger Helper, goat. Hannah eat Hamburger
so
Helper.
Yes.
So you guys smash.
No Hamburger Helper on Mac the Burger. Shelf.
Okay. Italian shells. And get Shemeika's mild Italian meat, grind that up instead of hamburger.
Okay. Really?
Oh, yeah. A little Texas toast. It's like $6.99.
Of course.
Yeah. Two slices. Smash. Put it in the middle. Eat it like a sandwich. You'll be fat. Yeah, you'll be there.
So I'll the American section, yeah. The first thing on the shelf is salt. And I'm not kidding. And then it's next to Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Reese's Puffs, and Cheerios.
Oh, yeah. Those are two of the top three right there.
Next shelf is syrups and chocolate milk and strawberry milk stuff. Then we go to the next shelf
like
and
Nesquik?
It's Hershey syrup.
Okay.
Then we go to the next shelf and we've got Coffee Mate and Crisco and pickles, Lowry's seasoning salt, followed by generic Pop-Tarts called Toastums.
Can't do generic Pop-Tarts.
No.
Got to be the main brand. Sorry.
Fluff and then mac and cheese and then it's just candy. Okay. I mean, rows of candy.
Nice.
And then the bottom shelf is barbecue sauce.
Shelf.
A1, Pam, Old Bay season, Pam, yeah, the spray.
Oh, you're saying Pam.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Wow.
Old Bay.
Okay.
Slap Yo Mama seasoning. That's Tony Satchery's. Caro, corn syrup. Jif peanut butter.
Hell
Country
yeah.
Time lemonade.
Nice.
Mott's applesauce. Pumpkin pie filling.
Hell yeah.
My God.
Cranberry sauce. And baking soda. And don't forget the can of Rotel that's above that.
We
so that's
that.
The American section in the Irish supermarket. You smashing?
I'll tell you what, one word, stupid.
You smashing that?
Of course.
There you go.
Yeah.
No Hamburger Helper, Italian shells. Tell me I'm wrong, text line, that Italian shells is not the way to go. Because, I mean, it is great. Man,
they got eggnog on the shelf.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
I
can't do eggnog.
It's just so gross.
I cannot do eggnog.
It's like drinking a cup of hot fat.
Hot? Ew.
It's really cold.
But if it's melted, I mean, it's not cold.
Well,
cold
yeah.
Fat would be butter. You can't drink that. So you've melted fat, you've rendered the fat, and now you're drinking it out of a mousse glass.
I probably have one glass a year. I enjoy it. No more.
No chance. Today is National Cheeseburger Day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And there are deals everywhere.
Sure.
Everywhere. As it is National Cheeseburger Day. So if you get out there and you want to check things out, McDonald's is offering double cheeseburgers for 50 cents.
That's a hell of a deal. Do you have to buy something else with that?
I didn't say anything because the others say stuff. Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 1 cent with any purchase.
Okay, that's good.
So 6 spicy nuggets and 1 cent for a double bacon cheeseburger, for a junior bacon cheeseburger.
And that's today only today for National Cheeseburger.
Yep. So if I get a fry and a drink, is that two items? Do I get 2 1 cents?
That, now you're semantics, man. And I would bring that to the person at the drive-thru and they'll look at you like you have 6 heads and they'll call a manager and that person won't know.
Or they'll just be like, dude, if we have so many questions, yes, fine, take it.
Yeah, fine.
Burger King is offering a free cheeseburger with a dollar purchase.
Okay.
So you'll get those chicken fries and slap on a free cheeseburger from Burger King. Buffalo Wild Wings cheeseburgers, buy one, get one free.
Not bad.
You're a cheap date. Shout out to the Sonic commercials. Dairy Queen, free double cheeseburger with a dollar purchase.
All right.
A little frosty.
So now semantics, because they're advertising 85-cent blizzards
with a dollar purchase.
So do I get a burger and 85? You could really cash in at Dairy Queen today.
Dairy Queen today.
Now's
a
when the
day.
Kids and the wife need to be at the concert.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go to Dairy Queen.
Heck yeah. Which begs the question, and text line get involved as well, 913-586-7965. Where's the best place in Kansas City to get a burger?
For me, it's Corner Cocktail, and it will always be Corner Cocktail. It is the best. My kids love going there. It's just a... It's the best. I absolutely love the pub cheese, the raw onion, the bacon. Everything is perfect.
Raw white or raw red?
White onion. Okay. Yeah. What do you prefer?
Red.
You do? I don't mind red onion, spice, but it repeats on me a little bit now. And the next day, you're still tasting it, and you're like, meh.
I've gotten older. I like red onion on pizza.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I love red onion.
I need to take you to Johnny Joe's in Lee Summit because it's like Brooklyn-style pizza, and they have what's called the works. So it's supreme, but they add red onion to it, and I guess mushroom that's always on supreme. Yes. So yeah, it's basically their supreme. It's fantastic, and the slices are that big, and they're that thin, and they flop.
When I was growing up, my favorite pizza, and you'll laugh at this, was mushroom and onion. And they would slice the onions like circular, but very thin and scattered all over the pizza. And so it was just a wonderful slice of pizza.
Mushroom Swiss burger.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah.
Mac, you got a good burger spot, Chili's?
Winstead's, baby.
That's solid.
Yep.
Solid.
Never waver.
No, it's solid.
Part of it's nostalgia, but part of it is it's just that good. I feel like I keep them in business. So
yeah,
I go there all the time. You may be the guy. I'm the guy.
Hey, here comes our customer.
Because I get tied up on Sundays at like 11 o'clock when I come across state lines to make my NFL bets.
I see you swinging the Winstead's.
I'm like, if the line at Winstead's is long, then I'll go pop in because I know I've got time to scatterboo my stuff.
Yeah.
And by the way, this weekend. And then it's like, yeah, I'll do a double cheese, this, and I'm good. And like, do you want a skyscraper?
No, but I would like just one burger.
And the burger's gone before I get a state line.
Of course.
I would say I'm going to be biased here. Johnny Ray's in Lee Summit. It's one of those classic burger places. A, they have the best tater tots I've ever had in my life. There's steak burgers on like the flat top.
What makes the tater tots so good?
It's perfectly crispy. I can't describe it any other way than that. It's perfectly crispy, and there's still a good ratio of soft tato in the tot.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And it's in that little like waxy white bag that right when you pull it out, there's like the splotch holes from the grease.
That makes it better.
And it's checkered. It's red and white checkered bag. And then the burger it's brilliant. Johnny Ray's, it's right over there off the outer road of 350. They do really good burgers. And then if it's not Kansas City, I guess it's more south, Rich Hill, Swope's. Second best burger I've ever had in my life is from Swope's in Rich Hill. It's fantastic. And they have the Susie Q's that pile up.
There was a place in New Orleans that's now closed. Otherwise, I would have taken you there. And that's where I had my first peanut butter bacon cheeseburger.
Was it the Goober?
Yeah, I guess that's what they call it, you know? And Josh is like, you got to try this peanut butter bacon.
Why does it work so well together?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it would work, but boy, did it work.
Yeah.
I love it. Just outstanding.
Fantastic Swope's. Good little soft serve area there, too. Like Swope's and Rich Hill. If you ever go South 71, stop in Rich Hill, take the right exit on the on-ramp, go about a mile down the road. It's right there. Can't beat it. And then this weekend, my hometown, Blue Springs, they do their Fall Down Fest, or they call it Fall Fun Fest. Timothy Lutheran Church, they do these burgers, Timmy Burgers, every year.
Today's the perfect weekend for that Fall Fun Fest stuff because the Chiefs play a night game, so every Apple Orchard this weekend will be packed with JoCo moms and flannel dragging their defeated husbands along to get apple donuts. Be ready for it. It's coming. This is the weekend, husbands. You don't know it. The Chiefs play a night game. Your wife has your day planned. You're going to the apple orchard, mother bleepers.
Emily is texting on the text line. She says, Longhorn Steakhouse is a killer thick burger with a baked potato loaded for $9 at lunch. All the sour cream you want. What are your toppings on your burger? Real simple before we leave. What are your...
It's bacon and cheese if I have to just do two.
That's it?
Like cheddar cheese and bacon would be the perfect combination.
No condiment?
Ketchup, you know, but I don't count that as a topping per se. I guess I'm just weird like that. Like I just ketchup and mustard or mayonnaise.
You get the burger, you get the cheese and the bun. What other ingredients
do you
have?
Yeah, I'm throwing the bacon on there. And I do like raw onion or grilled onion. I mean, I could stack the thing high as much as, like, I would put a lot of stuff on there. But just give me bacon, onion, and cheese, and I think I'm in a really good spot, man. I do like sautéed mushrooms on my burger.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, I'm out on the mayonnaise. But
mayonnaise and ketchup.
The older I get, less is more.
Yeah.
Anywhere I go, Chipotle, or if it's Costa Vida, less is more. My burger, every single burger I make, whether it's home, whether I go get it at Five Guys, or I go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mustard, pickle, barbecue sauce on my cheeseburger. That's all I want.
Ooh, barbecue sauce is good. Barbecue sauce, this is going to sound like ridiculously fat, but barbecue sauce on a bacon double cheeseburger from Burger King, there's just something that works.
Yes. That's 300-pound Bob talking.
There we go.
I love it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.